For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. The so-called thousand-year rain and its resulting floods occurred in 2015, but the event remains fresh in the memories of many people in the Midlands who are still dealing with the damage. Veterinarian Nori Warren, owner of Four Paws Animal Hospital, recently moved into a newly renovated building in Forest Acres after more than 2 years of operating in a temporary location. As a business, she received no help from FEMA.
Now, we had flood insurance, and the flood insurance did come through with the maximum that we could get from them. The building contents is where we were really way underinsured. They came through with some, but not nearly what the cost of what it was to replenish all of our equipment, because everything was lost.
Warren said the flood generated an outpouring of assistance from across the country that helped the hospital get back on its feet. Now the clinic is trying to pay that generosity forward.
In turn, where other communities have flooded, you know, the people in Texas and Louisiana and stuff, we've picked out actually a couple of clinics that we know that were destroyed and in turn have helped send them either supplies or gift cards with, you know, we've been through this, we know what it's like to lose everything. Here's a little donation from us. So it brings it more to home when you've been through it yourself.
Across town, the Harmony School lost a recently built classroom building to the overflow of a creek adjoining its property. Some of the students are still in portable classrooms, but Susie Cole recalls fondly the colorful murals that adorn the walls of the now empty building.
Whenever we go in there to get like tables and stuff to carry out, if we have like some event, I can see all of the beautiful pictures and I can feel the love that used to be in there.
The lost building can now only be used for storage, but teacher Jennifer Mankey said the school plans to replace the structure.
We do have plans to build our new building that we need, but those plans are still in the works because every little bit has to be off the floodplain. So they're still planning that part of it. This part of the land is a little bit higher than the land where the original building was.
According to school administrator Jen Peterman, fundraisers have provided the money to get started on the new building.
The ball is rolling, and we are getting there, but we're just still in the parts that can take a long time, the hurdles that can take a long time to overcome, but it's moving just slower than we would like.
The school plans to break ground on the addition later in 2018. Meanwhile, 8-year-old Jackson Morgan is enjoying things at the school now while anticipating its future.
They are good. Not really big things have changed. A good thing is that the preschool building is actually getting fixed, and we're going to go back to the normal days, the old days.
Warren had advice for people who may find themselves in a similar situation from a future disaster.
Don't freak out. You're going to have your moment where you just absorb the fact that what you once had, you don't have anymore. But then you just got to go on. We had a place that we needed to find. We had clients that we needed to see and patients that we needed to take care of, which is also much more important than, oh my God, I've lost everything. Well, no, I haven't. I'm breathing air. I'm above dirt. There's absolutely nothing wrong with me. There's no reason I can't just pick myself up.
The vet clinic and the school are thankful to have survived the flood with the help of others, and both look forward to the next steps in their recovery. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.